Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
As always, catch us on podcast. If you like the show today or if you like other shows, you could browse the list. It's at kxlradio.com. So it's not radio anymore. It's not wellness radio. It's wellness podcast.
Yeah, and then also don't miss, you know, if you look, get the newspaper, you can always see our article to see what shows are coming up, our calendar. So just a FYI.
Sure thing. So we're joined today by Bonnie Walter, who's a substance abuse counselor, and we're talking about the adult alcohol and drug programs. Mm-hmm. Bonnie, you're local?
Yes, we're right here in El Centro.
No, you, the counselor.
Oh, okay, yes.
Are you locally grown?
I'm locally grown.
Or have you been, are you an import, like Scott?
I was born here in El Centro. I was raised in Mexicali, and I started my professional career here in the Valley. Been here ever since.
Nice. In working with people from similar environments, does that help you as a counselor? Is that something where you kind of get insight into the situation?
I think it helps a lot, especially if it helps a client feel like there's somebody there that can relate to the lifestyle and can understand some of the unique challenges that our community faces, because you have people at times that come in from other areas that have all the good intentions in the world, but that fail to see some of the obstacles and unique challenges that our community faces, especially when you talk about substance abuse and some of the factors that play into it and how our community is trying to, you know, overcome some of those. So I think it helps a lot. And being able to conduct groups in both English and Spanish, I think it's also something that lets the Hispanic community here know that there are services available with somebody that can relate to my own culture and can talk to me in, you know, in a way that I feel they can understand.
You're talking about yourself, right?
Yes, of course. I'm selling myself here. But yes, so I think it definitely helps build that relationship with our clients.
And if you doubt Ms. Walter's ability to speak Spanish, join her for Expressate.
Yes.
Your radio voice in Spanish for wellness. And you're also going to do that show.
Yes.
Correct?
Great. Yes.
That is so awesome.
Looking forward to it.
So, we talked the first segment about, you know, who people who may benefit from alcohol and drug treatment services are.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of worked our way through, you know, people who have kind of patterns of abuse,
mm-hmm.
and people who may have less abusive patterns but have definite patterns that seem to relate to chemical dependency.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
And many of those people have mental health problems.
Yes.
So somebody walks in your door. How do you go ahead and make those determinations? How do you, you know, where do we go from there?
Mm-hmm. So I guess the first thing that we would do is what we would call an assessment. And we would look at some of the client's history. You know, for someone that wants to walk in the door and kind of picture what it looks like, basically you just sit in a room with me and we talk about your history, your life history. We gather that. So what got you into the door today and what are some of your current struggles and past struggles? So we take a look at, for example, where have you lived, any chronic medical problems that might be hindering your ability to recover. Then we look at other areas such as employment patterns.
Is that pretty common? I mean, do you see kind of medical stuff being a part of this commonly?
Very. And mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, the two reasons might be, first of all, obviously substances are very hindering to our physical health. And so some of them are product of, you know, being in unsafe situations and abusing substances that might create long-term damage, right? Liver damage
do a lot of damage.
Bloodborne illnesses.
Bloodborne illnesses.
Hepatitis.
Yeah. We actually offer, because of how common it is, we offer HIV, STD, TB, and Hep C testing. And we offer that for free for all our clients when they come in through the door. So some of the things that we look at is those chronic medical problems, employment patterns, because we all know that financial stressors can definitely be a reason why someone would turn to substance use. So have you lost a job? Have you ever been able to hold a job?
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.